From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The leaders of the United States and China offered starkly contrasting views of the direction for trade in Asia in separate speeches in Vietnam today. President Trump spoke to leaders of the major economies in the region at the APEC summit in Da Nang and applauded their accomplishments.
As old friends in the region, no one has been more delighted than America to witness, to help, and to share in the extraordinary progress you have made over the last half century. What the countries and economies represented here today have built in this part of the world is nothing short of miraculous.
Mr. Trump is seeking a series of bilateral trade relationships. However, Chinese President Xi Jinping embraced the multilateral concept, in particular calling for support of a free trade area of the Asia-Pacific that would harmonize regional and bilateral economic pacts. Mr. Xi also termed globalization an irreversible trend, but said the world must work to make it more balanced and inclusive. The crackdown on corruption in Saudi Arabia, led by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, has expanded to several members of the royal family, and it has engulfed some of the richest and most powerful people in the Middle East. Many of them are major global investors, and the economic fallout could extend well beyond Saudi Arabia. The U.S. military says American forces conducted an airstrike against al-Shabaab in Somalia, killing several militants. The drone strike hit targets in the Bay region of Somalia, about 160 kilometers west of the capital, Mogadishu. This is VOA. Venezuela's passage of a new law threatening up to 20 years in prison for inciting hatred is generating concerns about a growing crackdown on dissidents. President Nicolas Maduro proposed the measure during anti-government street protests that rocked the capital and other Venezuelan cities from April through June that left 120 people dead. Meantime, the U.S. is imposing sanctions on 10 Venezuelans, including a number of government officials, in the latest step by the Trump administration to pressure Caracas over what it sees as an erosion of democracy. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert explained the effects of the sanctions.
The United States will maintain sanctions on designated Venezuelan government officials until they break from Maduro's dictatorial regime and support the restoration of democracy and constitutional order. We will continue to hold accountable those who seek to destroy Venezuela's democracy and rob the Venezuelan people of the prosperous future that they deserve.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert. Hundreds of asylum seekers are refusing to leave an Australian-run detention center in Papua New Guinea. Reuters' Samantha Vadas reports.
After a two-week standoff, workers have begun tearing the camp down on orders from authorities who are trying to close it. They're threatening to use force if the inmates don't leave, but nearly 600 asylum seekers are refusing to budge, fearing that they'll be attacked if they leave the camp because locals don't want them there. They're surviving on handouts and rainwater after authorities cut off power and water supplies more than a week ago. Australia has come under fire for detaining asylum seekers who try to reach its shores by boat and holding them in offshore detention centres. Australian officials say the detention policy is meant to deter people from making dangerous voyages by sea.
Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. The International Rescue Committee says Rohingya children in Myanmar and Bangladesh face a tenfold increase in malnutrition compared to last year and are requiring immediate attention. A recent nutrition survey conducted by humanitarian agencies found that 40,000 Rohingya children between 6 months and 5 years old are requiring life-saving assistance. The IRC has already launched an emergency response on both sides of the border. And India plans to spray water over its capital, New Delhi, to try to combat toxic smog that has triggered a pollution emergency. Illegal crop burning in farm states surrounding New Delhi and vehicle exhausts in a city with limited public transport and immense construction dust have caused the crisis. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.